Welcome to FS Cast, the official podcast of Freedom Scientific. When we last covered iTunes on FS Cast, one of the questions we got from quite a few listeners was, can you talk us through how you set up an account on iTunes because it doesn't appear accessible? It is fairly usable. There are a couple of tricks, and I'm happy to take you through that process now. Of course, you've first got to download the iTunes software from Apple, and you go to apple.com/iTunes to do that. That's a fairly straightforward process. It is quite a large download, and it will take some time to install. When that is installed, you can run the iTunes application. I'm in there now with JTunes loaded, although this process applies irrespective of whether you have JTunes. Let's just see where we are in iTunes.
Top of source list, music 1 of 6.
Okay, so we're in the music part of iTunes. I'm just going to down arrow.
Movies, TV shows, podcasts, audiobooks, radio, iTunes Store.
And now we are on the iTunes Store, which is where we want to be. If we press F6...
Search Store Edit.
We can search the store, and if we press F6 once again, we are in the store
Virtual
itself.
Virtual PC cursor. Blank. Link graphic description. We're blank. Link graphic description. Everybody hurts single. Helping Haiti. Link graphic description. Imagine that.
We're now on the front page of the iTunes Store, and this is where they showcase new arrivals that you may be interested in various categories. I've signed out of the iTunes Store from my account so that we can go through this process, and I'm going to press the Alt key that will bring up a standard menu bar.
Menu bar. File.
And we'll right arrow through the menu.
Edit. View. Controls. Store.
And we're on the store item of the menu bar, and the shortcut key for that is
S.
So in the future, we could just press Alt S to get to the store. And I'm going to down arrow now.
Menu. Back control Alt plus unavailable. Forward control Alt plus unavailable. Home control Alt plus Shift plus H.
So you see, there are a lot of hotkeys in the iTunes application to really speed up your use of the product. And the more you use it, the more I think you'll come to depend on those hotkeys to quickly zap around the app.
Search. Turn on Genius. Update Genius unavailable. Create an iMix unavailable. Create ringtone unavailable. Authorize computer. Authorize computer. Sign in. Create account.
And here we are. We're going to create an account.
R.
And R is the shortcut. So we can get there by just pressing Alt S followed by R to create an account. I'll press Enter to go into this.
Leaving menus item list.
And that noise in iTunes is pretty significant. You will have heard that kind of swishing sound, for want of a better term. That is an audible indication that the page has been updated. And now that we've heard that sound, I'll press F6.
Search Store Edit.
And again,
Virtual PC Cursor.
We're into the Virtual PC Cursor. We are on what is pretty much a standard web page, and we can do a Say All now. I'll push the JAWS key with down arrow.
Welcome to the iTunes Store with an iTunes Store account. You can download the latest music, videos, and more. To begin creating your iTunes Store account, click Continue. Cancel button. Continue button. Copyright 2000 Apple.
So this is a standard web page. We'll press the B key to move by button in JAWS. So this is one of our navigation quick keys.
Wrapping to top. Cancel button. Continue button.
And we'll press Enter to activate the Continue button. The next page is loading.
Virtual PC
and
cursor.
And there we go. We hear the noise that tells us that the page is loaded, so we can do another Say All.
iTunes Store terms and conditions. Please read and agree to these terms and conditions in order to use the iTunes Store. Link if the billing address is not in New Zealand. Click your iTunes Store. Yeah.
Obviously, I'm in New Zealand, so I'm registering through the iTunes New Zealand store. And you should review these terms and conditions. We're going to press the F key now to get to the next form viewed on the page.
I have read and agree to the iTunes terms and conditions checkbox not checked.
It's not checked, this checkbox, and we need to check it in order to proceed to verify that we have read and agreed to the terms and conditions. I've read them before, so that's fine. If you haven't, you should before checking this box. I've pressed the space bar to check the box. We don't get any verbal feedback. I can read the current line, though, and confirm that this checkbox is now checked.
I have read and agree to the iTunes terms and conditions checkbox checked.
So it's checked now. Let's press the tab key.
Link printable version. I have read and go back button, cancel button, continue button.
And we're on the continue button. And so we can press enter to go on.
Virtual PC cursor.
Now we are on the first screen of the form that you have to complete in order to create an iTunes account. For now, the best way to navigate this form is to turn the virtual PC cursor off. You'll know that there are an increasing number of Web 2.0 type applications where we do this for you and we enable ARIA. In some instances, though, if you find that a page isn't behaving as you would expect, you can try this for yourself. And this is one instance where, for now, if you press Insert Z or Insert Z to disable the virtual cursor, you'll get a better experience. So I'm going to do that now. I'm going to press Insert Z, Insert Z.
Off.
And we'll tab.
Email address, edit.
And here we have the first field, which is asking for your email address. I'm going to type one in that does not have an iTunes account associated with it and press tab.
Password edit.
And now it's asking for a password. So you see this is all very straightforward. I'm entering a password and now I'm pressing tab again.
Verify edit.
So I'm going to verify the password by typing it in once more. And now we'll press tab.
Question edit.
Now it's asking for a secret question in case you forget your password. And there are some guidelines here about the question. So I'm just going to type in a secret question. You can think one up for yourself and press tab.
Answer edit.
And I'm going to type the answer to my secret question and press tab.
Dear list box 1.
Now it's asking for our date of birth. As we up and down arrow through this list, we don't get any verbal feedback. However, it starts at 1, and every time you press the down arrow key, you're going down one day of the month. So I'm going to down arrow roughly to where I think I need to be.
18.
Oh, a little short. So I'm on 18, and I got that by simply reading the current line, or the JAWS key and up arrow in the desktop layout. So I'm now down arrow to the right place.
24.
The 24th is the day I was born. We'll press tab.
Month list box.
Now it's
January.
Asking for the month and focuses on January. So I'll down arrow to February, March, April, and let's just confirm that with a current line.
April.
And we'll press tab.
New releases and additions to the iTunes Store checkbox checked.
Now it's asking us what kind of email we would like to receive from Apple. If you're the kind of person that wants to stay up to date with all of the cool things that appear on iTunes, you may want to get a lot of these email messages that Apple send out with informative stuff. I don't want to in this case, so I'm going to uncheck that.
Not checked.
And that does tell us that it's unchecked.
News, software updates, special offers, and information about related products and services from Apple checkbox checked.
I'll uncheck that.
Not checked. Go back button. Cancel button. Continue button.
And we can continue now, so we'll press enter to continue to the next
iTunes Store
and final screen. So now we're on the final screen, and now it's asking
iTunes Store. Card number edit.
For a card number, I pressed tab to get there. And we can type in a credit card number. I'm not going to go ahead and do this because this is the final screen and I don't want to create a second iTunes account. It's all too tempting to spend money with the one I've got. We'll press the tab key though. So we just type in the numbers here without spaces.
Month list box 1.
Now we are in a similar kind of list to the one that we were on the previous page. So we would down arrow and select the month that our card expires and we can confirm that we have the right month selected by doing a say line with JAWS. We'll press tab.
Year list box 2010.
And again, here is the year, and we can up and down arrow to select the year.
Security code edit.
This is the 3-digit number that's on the back of your credit card, so you would enter this.
Code edit.
And if you have an iTunes gift certificate, this is where you would enter a code to make that applicable.
Title edit.
Now it's asking for information about the name on the credit card. It's all very straightforward. Title.
Mr. List Box. Mr.
And you can actually select from this list of titles
Mrs.
if you
list
want.
Box. Ms. List Box.
This one does speak.
Dr. List Box.
So those are the titles you can choose from.
First name edit. Last name edit. Address edit. Address edit.
There are
suburb edit.
A couple of address fields, suburb.
Postcode edit.
Postcode. These fields will vary, I think, a little depending on the country that you're signing up from. So in the United States, for example, it will ask you for city, state, and zip. Those fields aren't applicable to me here in New Zealand, so the form is slightly different in that regard.
City edit. Phone area code edit. Phone edit. Go back button. Cancel button. continue button.
And then when we press continue, we will have created the account. You can sign in and you're up and running with iTunes. So the key to this really is to turn off the virtual cursor. Once you've passed that screen that gives you the terms and conditions, then it's a fairly straightforward process to get signed up and get your account going, and you can then shop and browse and purchase to your heart's content. And that's where we wrap it up for this edition of FSCast. Thank you for downloading, and we'll look forward to being back with you next month. A reminder that the address, if you'd like to send us some feedback, is fscast@freedomscientific.com. That's fscast@freedomscientific.com. Till next month, I'm Jonathan Mosen saying thanks for listening. Bye for now.